My name's Alex Webb, and we're here on behalf of the Wellcome Trust. It's the 10th of August 2009. Could you please state your name, your age, and where you come from?
I'm Anna McAndrew, 17, and I was born in England, but I moved to France and India, and I'm back in the UK.
So where did you first hear about the project?
I was just walking past. I went to the National Portrait Gallery, and then we saw someone up on the plinth, so we came to find out what it was.
Yeah. And how did you feel when you found out you got a place?
Yeah, really excited. I didn't think I would ever get picked.
But yeah. And your friends and family, how did they react?
Yeah, they're really excited. They're all coming down.
Yeah.
Pretty much, yeah.
Cool. So what are you planning to do on the plinth?
I'm planning to paint Trafalgar Square in watercolours.
Oh, okay. So you have quite an artistic background?
Yeah, I'm doing an art course at the moment.
Okay.
Yeah.
Could you tell us a little bit about your background, like where you're from? And
yeah, well, my mum's Indian and my dad's English. Okay. And I was born in the UK and I moved to France when I was 10.
Okay.
And then when I was 16, I moved to India to study there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So what were those experiences like living and travelling at that age?
It was really hard moving to France because I didn't speak a word of French.
Uh-huh.
And at the beginning I hated France, but eventually I
mm-hmm.
liked it. And then when I moved to India, I moved by myself without my parents, so to an international school, so everyone's boarding, so it's really good.
And what were those experiences like? I mean, do you think that's kind of changed you, like, in a person that describes it?
Yeah, definitely. I've become a lot more independent and
mm-hmm.
it's opened my perception to things a lot.
Yeah. Have you travelled back to India? Have you?
Yeah, I'm actually going back in 5 days.
Ah,
yeah.
Okay. So what will you do there? You're just going to see family? And
I'm going to continue my course there.
Ah, okay,
yeah.
Okay. So what do you see yourself doing in like 10 years?
I want to do something in the arts background. Like I'm planning to do an art foundation here in Florence next year.
Ah.
And then I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So where does the desire to like kind of be involved in the arts come from, do you think?
Sorry?
Where does that stem? Who were you influenced by?
My brother's an artist.
Ah, okay.
And I just got inspired going to India, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Before, I didn't really like art that much.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then what kind of pieces do you make? Could you like tell us a little bit about?
I started off doing pencil drawings, and then moved on to line pen drawings, and now I'm just experimenting with watercolours and other paint. And
could you tell us about maybe some of the painters that you kind of look up to?
I like Picasso.
Yeah.
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 My brother. Yeah.
So what kind of stuff does he make? What appealed to you?
He doesn't technically, well, I'm not sure, he does sculptures and paintings, but mainly he squats buildings in London and makes them to art galleries.
Right.
So just being there and being in an artistic environment was really nice.
So that's he's definitely one of the main influences in your life in terms of
yeah,
the arts,
I think
yeah.
So, yeah.
And back to the plinth. Any hopes, fears and expectations about being up there?
I'm a bit nervous about the height, but yeah, hopefully I'll get a good view, and I'm really happy that I got this time slot. At the beginning I was a bit worried, but I think it's going to be really nice actually.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever been involved in a kind of event like this before?
In an art event I helped organise an exhibition at one of my brother's
mm-hmm.
galleries, and I also had a little exhibition of my own.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What, could you tell us about that?
Yeah, it's quite complicated, but we got assigned to make a project
mm-hmm.
with anything linked with bridges. So I decided to make a human bridge by the pool at my school with two people dressed in white, and I took pictures of them at night, and I made the picture into a video. And then I projected the video next to the pool on a screen.
Oh.
Yeah.
So you're kind of using mixed media there. That's
yeah.
really interesting. Was it the first time you kind of went into that?
Yeah.
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 And was that for your, also for your A-levels or?
Yeah.
That's great. And what impact do you think your experience on the plinth will have an impact on you and maybe your arts in some way?
Yeah, I hope so. Hope it will boost my confidence to really go into art, yeah.
And on the plinth, are you going to observe, like kind of observe and absorb the experience and that will come into the painting, or how do you think it will?
Yeah, I hope so. I'm planning to use that as one of my pieces for my exhibition at the end of year. I don't know, we'll see. We'll see what's interesting to paint as well.
Could you like describe your style of painting? Like to work?
Yeah. I'm only just experimenting, but I like sometimes I do the outline in pen and then paint around the lines,
mm-hmm.
or just do a, trying to get it quite accurate but not worrying that it's perfect and having it like a bit deformed as well.
And is there anyone else who you are kind of inspired by, would you say?
Just I suppose the students around me in my art course and my friends.
What is the main thing you would say about yourself and who you are?
I don't know, living in three countries has made me a bit I don't know, unique or independent, but I don't know, I like being by myself and travelling as well as being with my family. I have a incredible family and two nieces.
So I mean, having those different cultural backgrounds, that must, does that also kind of feed into your work as well?
Yeah, I think so.
In some ways.
Yeah.
Could you, you know, just like maybe describe, you know, just your experience in India and just other places, like,
because
it sounds really interesting.
Well, when I went to, I applied for this college, which is really hard to get into. They take two students from the UK and about 2 to 4 students from most countries.
Mm-hmm.
So at the school, there's only 200 people. And I went there. I never dreamed I had a place, but I went there and I wasn't very independent and my mum sort of babied me my whole life. And then I got there and it was a complete culture shock and I had to live there on my own for 4 months at a go. And we sort of live on a biodiversity reserve. So it's really crazy and there's the poverty and everything is really shocking. But it's made me grow a lot and I see things completely different now. And when I came back to the UK at Christmas, I had a complete culture shock again.
Mm.
And I don't know, I feel like I'm sometimes going against the general flow of people, which is quite hard, but, and also like most people have a group of friends that they stick with their whole life. And I sort of have friends in England, France, India, and the rest of the world. For the moment, I have no friends in London, so I tried to make friends this summer, but it wasn't very successful. I sort of stayed with my family. And
Do you find that quite hard with not having a set group of friends, that perhaps, or is it a good thing?
I suppose it's not really good or a bad thing, but it is nice to have like your stable group of friends. But it's also nice like when you're traveling or something, you have friends everywhere, so you can just stay with them.
You were saying about the biodiversity.
Yeah.
Can you explain more about that?
Yeah. Well, our school is one of India's top 10 biodiversity reserves.
Mm-hmm.
So I've had rats in my beds, cockroaches, snakes in our little courtyard, like everything, monkeys. It's pretty tough. And I was like, before I went to France, I was petrified of bugs. After France, I was okay, but I wasn't expecting anything like
how,
that.
How did you cope with it?
Well, the first day I was like completely shocked by everything, every little thing I felt. I thought it was a cockroach or something. And then about a week after, I was watching a movie outside with a friend, and then I felt something go down the back of my jeans, and I thought, well, no, it's nothing. And then I felt it again, so I ran to the bathroom, took my jeans off, and there was a millipede that went down my pants. And after that, I was like, I had a phobia of bugs for a week, and I was so scared. But you just have to live with it, basically.
I can imagine coming back to the UK, maybe you're quite glad, you know.
Yeah, I've seen like one spider and a fly the whole time, the whole summer.
And what would you say is most important in your life at the moment?
Probably my family.
Yeah.
I'm surrounded by them all the time, and they support me a lot. And even just coming to the plinth at 5 a.m, they're all coming here to watch me.
Yeah. So you're very close to your family.
Yeah.
That's really important.
Yeah.
And who would you say you're doing this for?
Probably for myself, really.
Yeah. Do you see it as some kind of challenge, in a sense?
Not really. I hope everything will go well and have a nice painting at the end.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, thanks a lot. Thanks a lot for the interview.
You're welcome.